Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1032, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we are in the middle of the Halachas of Kedima B'Brachos, which bracha comes first, and so on. I just want to talk about an interesting concept that was brought to my attention in reference to the shalim. We talk about the shalim. So let's backtrack a minute. We have, let's say, two fruits. I have two fruits in front of me, and either we're going to say they're both from the Shivas Aminim. Let's say you have they're on the same level, right? Whatever the case might be, or they're both not from the Shivas Aminim. That doesn't really make a difference. But let's say they're both the same type of fruit, right? Let's say I have a plum, and let's say I have a orange, right? Or in the Shivas Aminim, we would have to say l'chayr that I have both of the same. Let's say I have two figs in front of me, I have two dates in front of me, something along those lines, right? So it really doesn't make a difference either way, but they're the same status. In other words, either both Shivas Aminim, both not, or whatever, but they're both same status, whereby one bracha would not, one fruit would not take precedence, whereby we have to make the bracha on that fruit. So what do we look at next? We're going to look at the shalim. We're going to look at which fruit is complete, right? So I have my plum. Let's say I have my pear in front of me, plum and a pear. So if the pear is cut in half and the plum is whole, right? So there's no Shivas Aminim. So then I look at which one is complete. They're both ha'eitz, right? And I'm going to eat the plum and the pear at the same. I'm just giving an example. It could be with anything, with the same bracha, the same status. Same status, we mean it's not Shivas Aminim. There's not question of really chaviv over here. Chaviv meaning that I really like one better than the other. Although it wouldn't make a difference because we say in general, shalem does come before chaviv. But we'll talk about that again in the Bir Halacha. I just want to go through that. But it's on the same level. I like the pear. I like the plum. The same amount. That's not the issue over here. But just the pear is cut in half, and the plum is whole. So should I make the bracha on the plum, which is whole, or should I make the bracha on the pear, which is cut in half? And I really don't have any major precedence in this case. So we're going to say the halacha is one should take the whole plum. It's the same bracha. You make the eights on the plum. You take a piece of that, and then you could eat either way. You could eat the pear or the plum, however you want to do it. But to make the bracha should be made on a whole item. We explained last time that the concept is that we want to do, when we make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to do it in the best possible manner, right? The best possible manner, meaning that it is a complete item. So an interesting concept that there's such a halacha in reference to bread, challah, whatever the case is, that if part of it is a little bit of a cut in it, right? There's a cut in the bread, cut in the challah, but if it's still complete, it was never cut through. Then depending on the case, but in most cases in general, we're going to say that it is still considered sholem. There's actually a concept brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that I've seen. You could use it during the week for sure. In Shabbos, it depends with the Lacha Mishnah, depending on what went away. We're not going to get into all those halachas right now. But if you pick up, part of the bread, one part of the bread, right? Let's say there's a cut in the bread, cut in the challah, and you pick up, one part of the bread, and the other side goes with it without falling off. You pick up one side, and the other side schleps along, right? It doesn't fall off, so then halachically it would be considered whole. Then there is another concept also, which I remember learning, that you pick it up, mamish pick it up, and then the other side doesn't fall off, in reference to which makes it even better. Sometimes you pull it, sometimes you pick it up. Okay, but be it as it may, that's not our subject for today, and I don't want to get into those halachas, but the point being, if you have a fruit in front of you, that let's say you checked for worms, checked for bugs, let's say a fig, right, or something along those lines, or a date, and you cut it open, but it's still attached, right? It's still like a covering, like a can. You know, you open up a can, like something that has hinges on it. You know, it's still complete. It was never detached. The piece was never detached. Now you put it back together, and it's still considered, to an extent, shalem. It's still considered whole. Still considered complete to an extent. Good. You will say, well, it's not. It has a cut in it. You looked inside. You checked it for the worms. However you did it, whatever. But you still never cut off a piece. Whereby you have the other date or the other fig, for example, whereby you cut it in half and then you checked it and then you looked in that one and you checked that one for worms, however that was done. So we could say in this case, going in conjunction with those halachas, that one should make the bracha on the one that was cut but not detached, but not taken apart, right? Let's say I have even you could say with a pear and a plum, right? I have my pear and it was cut in half, and my plum was also cut in half. But if you have, let's say, a pear that it was just cut, somebody cut it, let's say, a little bit, and it's still connected, right? The piece is still connected, the pear. And the plum was cut in half. A plum is not such a good example because there's a big pit in the middle, but the example is the example. Let's say an apple or whatever the case is, but that was cut in half. And I have the pear that was only cut partially, but it's still connected. So we're going to say, make the bracha on the one that's still connected, that the two pieces, even though it's cut in half, they are still connected. So it's an important point to keep in mind. And it comes up a lot. It comes up a lot when one has like figs or dates and these type of things that have to be checked well for worms or whatever. So there's sometimes somebody could actually cut it and not detach, not actually take apart the two pieces, whereby the other one was cut in half and somebody checked it that it was mamish two pieces. So now you're ready to make the bracha, right? You're ready to make the bracha. So preferably one should, in conjunction with these halachas, it's not brought down like that in the Shulchan Aruch in our siman of Reish Yud Aleph. That I just want to make it clear. That is not, it's not brought down to make the one on that's cut in half and still attached. But with this svara, according to this halacha, it would make sense to say that that's what we should do and take the fruit that is cut in half and still attached, make the bracha on that, and also, and then have in mind also, or it's in front of you, the other fruit, that's on the same level, and that is cut in half and is in two pieces, as they say, and that'll schlep along with the same ha'eit. So again, just to sum up from today's shiur, if you have two fruits in front of you on the same level, and which one do I make the ha'eits on? They're both cut, right? They're both not 100% sholem, not complete, but one of them is, the two pieces are still attached. The other one is cut in half totally, so you want to make the bracha on the one that's cut in half, then still attached. And have in mind, and the bracha will also go on the other fruit that's on the same level, that is cut into two or three pieces. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.